This is KNKX. A new report shows that a high percentage of foster children in Washington live with providers who are not paid by the state, and that can place a burden on those families. More from KNKX Youth and Education reporter Ashley Gross.
The report comes from the Chronicle of Social Change. That's a news outlet that focuses on child welfare and juvenile justice. They compiled data from each state and found that in Washington, 39% of children in foster care live with providers who do not receive financial support from the state. John Kelly is editor-in-chief of the publication.
That does look for Washington like it's, you know, the number of kids living in those situations is double the national average.
Caregivers who are not licensed are not eligible to receive financial reimbursement from the Department of Children, Youth, and Families. The department has a backlog of home studies to finish in order to license many of those caregivers. A spokeswoman for the agency says it hopes to hire more staff to work through that backlog, and that would make it possible for more of those caregivers to get financial support. Ashley Gross, KNKX News.